Anton, you've had a couple of days now to let that win the other night sink in. I got to ask you, how many calls did you get? How many texts? How many people contacted you after that?
There was a couple of calls and especially a lot of texts and Facebook messages and stuff. So it's been a lot, but it's just fun. It's people from back home and everything that have been seeing it in the news today after. So it's been great.
Something I didn't ask you about the other night after the shootout was Nick Backstrom was the last guy to go in that shootout. Is that a guy that you've watched for a long time?
I mean, obviously, everybody knows who it is back in Sweden, and he's probably right now our best player over here. And I know he's skilled and everything, and after he beat me the first time, OSHA there, I just tried to stay calm and wait him out a little bit, and it worked, so that was good.
When TJ Oshie comes out to take the first shot, he's famous for what he did in the Olympics against Sergei Bobrovsky. What's the thought process when you see a guy like that that's going to lead it off for Washington?
Yeah, of course. I knew he was a good penalty shooter. What am I going to do? I got to still do my thing and try to save the puck. Let it in. I got to move on to the next one, and that's what I did.
And that's really what it is during the game, too. You give up a goal, you've got to keep yourself calm. You got to get right back in there. The shootout's the exact same thing, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Now, you have a couple of days to get ready for the next game. Just back to business as usual for you?
Yeah. I mean, I got to work my game and come to practice every day and just come back into routines. Even if I'm in the minors or if I'm up here, I got to do the same thing here.
Jonas Korpisalo comes back up, and he's with you again. You two have been together with the Lake Erie Monsters this season. Is it strange to be sitting in this dressing room next to one another right now? And it's not development camp. It's not training camp. I mean, it's right in the middle of the season.
Yeah, of course, it's a little bit strange, but it's fun having him here, too. And I feel bad for Mac and Bob that's been hurt. But right now, we got to do the best of the situation and just work on our game and get going.
Can you tell me about the relationship that you two guys have put together as a tandem there in Cleveland?
I mean, we live at the same spot, apartment complex and everything, so we hang out a lot. And Brent's the same thing, so we're hanging out a lot. I can't say more.
Same thing, different city, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully for you, it'll be the same thing as it was the other night. Anton, thank you, and best of luck.
Thank you.
That's Anton Forsberg. Milan, back to you.